KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Roll call and reading of the pre-net check-ins. I'd like to say thank you for your service to all those folks that are either were or maybe still are in the armed forces, whether you're on active duty or reserve or if you're out or discharged. I want to say thank you for your service. And, folks, I was proud to serve in the United States Navy. I was in the Air Navy. And if you or any of your family were military members, when you check in, just let us know, you know, if your dad or your brother or yourself or whoever, let us know who was in the service and what branch it was. This is a special day for honoring these folks out there that they gave it all for us to where we have these freedoms that we hold so dearly and take for granted so often. But anyway, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC Q portion. We'll start the roll call with any of these, all of these pre-net check-in function, pre-net check-ins that on the repeater this evening. We'll go through those and then we'll call for echo link. I'd like to say good evening to K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KQ4NHB, Mr. Danny, he's over in Greenville. And W1RPG, that's Mr. Bob, he's down there in Piedmont. And WE1M, that's Mr. Gary in Stratford, Connecticut. Appreciate him checking in from Connecticut tonight. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus down in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KD4HEY, Mr. Jim, he's up there in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. We do appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Hope all y'all are doing well and having a wonderful Memorial Day holiday. We'll go over to the Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John Brown Summit. I served in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. My eldest daughter served with the U.S. Army Military Police. My younger daughter served with U.S. Army Military Intelligence. And my son served with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Afghanistan and Iraq and the Ukraine. Back to you, sir.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KN4RJN, Mr. John, up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. John. John, sounds like your whole family was pretty much in the military. I do appreciate all of those, your children and everybody being in the service. Please tell them that I said thank you for their service. And John, are you going to be around for comments this evening? I didn't catch that.
This is KN4RJ, and yes, sir, I will hang around.
All righty, Mr. John, I got you down for some rags. I'll be back to you in just a little while. That's all the pre-nets. That's all the Echo Link stations. So we'll go over to the alphabet in the RF section, starting with Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
I'm on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4, HKS, that's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. But my grandfather served in the Navy, and my stepdad was in the Army.
DOS. Hey, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry, and Candler. I'll be negative tonight, Gary. My father served in the Navy in World War II, and my father-in-law served in the U.S. Army in World War II.
For DOS, the 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, retired from the United States Coast Guard. Over. For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and Patrick's grandfather and father served. And then we got KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And his father was in the Navy, and his father-in-law was in the Army. And then we got W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene. He's over there in Taylor's. And Gene retired from the Coast Guard. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. And up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you, and happy Memorial Day to everybody.
DOS. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, my father served in the Signal Corps in the U.S. Army in World War II. He was in the Invisible Army. That was a special group in the Signal Corps. He died in 2005. Anyway, thank you, Gary. You enjoy. Have a good evening. Good evening to all. No other traffic or comment.
For DOS. Thank you for being here tonight, bringing us together. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. And I hope everyone has had a great Memorial Day. 73.
That control. Please check in Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4JET Matthew over here in Northern Pickens County. If you could check me in, there'll be no traffic tonight, actually short time. And thank you. Many, many thanks. A sincere thanks to all that have served. And have a good Memorial Day, what's left. Have a good night.
No control. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot, Jim in Simpsonville. Negative, negative.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. like to say good evening to KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Sid's father was in the Army Signal Corps. Appreciate his service there, Sid, and thanks for letting us know. Then we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And Larry, I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And then we got WW4JET, Mr. Matthew, over there in northern Pickens County, over around Table Rock area. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matthew. Hope you are doing well. And K4JF, Mr. Jim, he's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. That's my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She's sitting in the other room. I don't know what she was doing in there. She was watching something on the TV a while ago. But she was a Navy wife, so she had to endure it. Let's move up now to the next group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, while in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative, and happy Memorial Day. My father was in the Army. My father-in-law started out in the Army but retired from the Air Force. My husband from the Air Force and our two sons were in the Navy.
Yeah, or DOS.
My great grandfather's Army.
DOS. This is W4NTU. Eddie Simpsonville. And I was in the Coast Guard World War II on a Navy ship. I was in a Navy of the Korean War on a Navy ship. And I was tangled up with a bunch of other veterans. At that time of the day,
the year. Paul was in the Army, but he retired from the Air Force, and Rick was in the Air Force, and then they had a Navy personnel in there. So they got it pretty well covered there for all the branches, just about. I appreciate y'all being with us, and again, thank everyone for their service, Lorena. Then we got W4NTQ. That's Mr. Eddie. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Eddie. Hope you are doing well. And I missed that other station. Other station, go ahead.
And there, Gary and Eddie Watt, KC4EZM.
I won't get the others in here. Other stations in the Mike through Papa group, M through P, call again.
Now for US, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, Simpsonville. My birth father was in the United States Army, and my father was in the Navy, and my father-in-law was also in the Army, and I served in the Army myself. Thank you very much.
You missed any service. You two doubled. KO4QOD.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. like to say good evening to J04PXB, Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. And Lloyd has the Army and the Navy covered on his side of the family. Appreciate you being with us, sir, Lloyd. And again, thank you, folks, for your service. And then we got Kevin's mother, brother by different mother, Mr. Chris, came in there and let me know I had a couple of doubles. And Chris, I know, was in the Marine Corps because me and him picked it up. I was his taxi. So we got you in there, Chris. Any other stations, Mike through Papa before we move up to the next group. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. KG4PFI. Yeah, I didn't, I just turned the radio on. I checked in this morning on the early check-in, but I think you're going through and asking folks about their previous service. Is that what's going on? I've just got part of it.
And yeah, you or your family, anybody in your family that was in the military, I know you were in the Air Force, but I don't know about anybody else in your family, but we do appreciate you and thank you for your service.
Well, thank you there. I was in the Air Force. I was a jet engine mechanic, worked on the old B-52 and a few other airplanes. My uncle was in the Navy, and he got captured by the Japanese. He spent 36 months in a Japanese prison camps. And when he came home, he only weighed 60-something pounds. And, of course, he's okay. He's passed away now. But anyway, he was in the Navy, and like I said, back before World War started, he got all wrapped up in that and got captured. KG4PFI, I'm clear.
Okay, Don. Well, we thank you for that. And, gosh, 60-something pounds. I guess if you want to lose weight, eat a little bit of rice every day, and that's all. I don't know if that's what he had, but anyway, I had to make a little fun about it. But thanks for coming in there, Don. I got you and Linda on the pre-nets earlier. All righty, let's see here. Let's go up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T. Rusty, I'm home and more. My dad served 17 years in the Navy before he passed away. Survived both Korea and being bombed at Pearl Harbor. My mother did 4 years in the Navy. My sister did 22, and I did 26. We retired, so good to hear all these folks checking in. W2T, and I'm in and out.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. United States Navy, Vietnam. And I'll be negative and negative, Gary. And God bless you, Gary, for your service.
My cousin, which is the reason I observed Memorial Day today. His name was Jerry Phillips, last Corporal, United States Marine Corps. Died in the Quang Tri province of Vietnam, 1967. Killed by friendly fire. This is KO4QLG. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to WU2T. That's Mr. Rusty. He's over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Rusty. Hope you're doing well. And Rusty and his family pretty much were all in the Navy. And I think he said he retired from the Navy, so appreciate you doing that for us, Rusty, and thank you for your service. And N0TR, that's Mr. Tom over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello, and Tom was in the Navy. I appreciate your service there, Tom. And KO4QLG, that's my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, in the Marine Corps over there in Liberty, and he recognizes his cousin, Jerry Phillips, also in the Marine Corps. Alrighty, let's see here. Additional stations, uniform through, uniform, Quebec through Tango. I'll get that group right in a minute. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We'll go to uniform through Zulu. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Mr. Jordan, everyone on that.
Wes, check in. High turn. K4ROW. Richard and Greenville. No traffic, no roundtable.
For DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy. He's over in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4ROW, Brother Richard, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Richard. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And don't worry about where you check in. Just pick up the mic and come on in anytime you get ready. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Down to the patient group on a Monday night, in front of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Enjoy, everybody on the net. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Spent my time in the Army 1970 to 1976.
For DOS. Gary, please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC. Jerry and Anderson. My son served in the Army. My father was in World War II in Burma, India. His four brothers were also in World War II, three Marines and one other Army guy. And my wife's father was in the Air Force. Her grandfather was in World War II and Korea in the Army. And one of her uncles was killed aboard the USS Yorktown. He was a fluent F4F, I guess. I figure what it was. So they landed on top of them. They had already won the Distinguished Flying Cross in February of that year. And they actually named the destroyer after him. It was a good history there. He flew with Butch O'Hare, Jimmy Thatch, and all those guys. You know, O'Hare was one of them. That's who they named O'Hare Airport after. So they lived in Hawaii at the time. They had a rich history. And his grandson was a battalion commander in Iraq, Iraq, and it was a 20th Special Forces Group out of Florida. Anyway, that's it. Hope y'all have a good evening.
The DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my neighbor Dave, KB2BYQ, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. And Dave was in the Army. Appreciate you being with us, and thank you for your service. And N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, down in Anderson. Jerry, hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And let's see, they had the Army, the Marine Corps, the Air Force, and the Navy. All four there covered with the folks in his family. I appreciate you being with us, Jerry, and again, thanks to everyone for their service. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. K4JF, recheck. Hey, Gary. I tuned in just as you hit my group, so I didn't catch that we were recognizing family members. So if y'all don't mind, I'm going to add a few. My dad was Navy World War II, so was my father-in-law. I had three uncles who were Army, was killed in France. Stepped on a landmine. I have two cousins who were Marines. One of them was killed in Vietnam. And my number one grandson that I'm just bustingly proud of is a tech sergeant in the Air Force, an instructor at Shepherd Air Force Base. So that's my list. And I spent a few years Army Mars, but that didn't count. Thanks for letting me back in, K4JF.
Sound like you got a family full of folks that served in the military. My brother was in the Navy. My cousin was in the Marine Corps. I've got three brother-in-laws, two of which are still living or in the Army. All three of them were in the Army and maybe in the Navy, but I caught a lot at family get-togethers. So, you know, we're just thankful for all these folks that deserved. Got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed in Brevard. I hadn't really thought that much about it, and still, when I heard people listing relatives, I started jotting down a few names in mind. The first one was a captain in the North Carolina Militia Revolutionary War. There were several relatives in the Civil War who were in Pickett's Charge. More recently, my father retired from the Army. He was a POW in the Philippines. Had a couple of first cousins, one who was a Navy corpsman. He died because of this Camp Lejeune garbage last year. The other in the Army. My stepson retired from the Navy. Grandson was in the Navy. So I guess I come from a military family. Over.
Over DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4EDW, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you're doing well. And yes, it sounds like you were in a military family as well. But we do appreciate all of the service that you and everybody else put in, and we want to thank them for their service. Got an Echo Link station up. Paul, if you don't have audio capabilities, shoot me a text message via Echo Link. I'd love to get you in my log tonight. If you do have audio capabilities, it's your turn. Call KI4DOS. Be right back to you there, Miss Loretta. This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KJ4SUW. That's Mr. Paul up there in Tennessee. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Paul. Hope you are doing well. And happy Memorial Day to you. KJ4ONO, Miss Lorena, go ahead.
Gary, I forgot to list my mother. She was in Cadet Nursing Corps.
You had a hard job. I tell you what, these ladies that served in the nursing corps, I tell you what, people don't give them enough credit, I don't think. But those the ladies, they put out a lot of effort and take care of a lot of folks, and they do a whale of a job. And again, we would like to thank them for their service. Thanks for letting us know, Lorena. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Net control, please check in Kilo Delta 4, CR Romeo Romeo. That's KD4SRR Robert. Down in Noberry tonight. And respectful and safe
Memorial Day to all of y'all.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KD4SRR. That's Mr. Robert. He's down there in Newberry tonight instead of Joanna. He's just riding around having fun on Memorial Day. Appreciate you being with us, Robert. You be careful out there on the mobile and have a safe trip back to Joanna. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Send out this evening, Kilo India 4, Zulu Echo Kilo. My name is Lynn, Lima Yankee, November, November. I'm in Maiden, North Carolina.
Good evening, KI4ZEK, Mr. Lynn, up there in Maiden, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lynn. Hope you are doing well, and happy Memorial Day there, young man. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Bravo, this is Jack in Hendersonville, and I'll be negative and negative. Happy Memorial Day to everybody.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4APB, Master Jack up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Hope you are doing well. Happy Memorial Day. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the Rag 2 portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a couple of folks said they'd stay around and talk with us a little bit, and the first one up on a clean, shiny, dry stump is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. How is your Memorial Day, Mr. John?
This is KN4RJN. Well, I went down to Durham to the VA hospital to visit a friend that's in the hospital down there. They actually got transferred over from the VA hospital over to the hospital across the street, the Durham Hospital. Had a couple of surgeries and gonna need a couple more, and went down to visit her for a while. And other than that, not a whole lot. Spent a lot of time thinking and remembering folks that I knew, and most are still alive, but a few are not. Also forgot to mention my son-in-law was Air Force, my eldest daughter's husband, and I had a former son-in-law who was Marine. So, yeah, it's pretty much all of us. But other than that, Gary, let's take a look at the sky here real quick. Let me get over there. And the spot on the sun that was giving us fits here a little while back is rotated back around and is kicking up its heels, not quite as bad as it did before. But over the next 3 days, there's about a 55% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout. Some strong level blackouts have been observed in the past 24 hours, the largest being today at 7:08 UTC, which would be 4:08 our time, which means we were on the night side, so it wouldn't have affected us. But if you were talking to anybody in Europe at 4 o'clock in the morning, you might have had some issues. Anything stronger than that, a strong one, about a 15% chance over the next 3 days. So may have some issues with that. Meteor showers in June, the June Boutiades, will max out on the 27th of June. It'll be active from the 2nd to the 2nd to the 2nd of July. It'll be active for a month, but the zenith hourly rate on that one is variable. They're slow, but they are bright. Look to the east, and sometime after midnight, look high, and look high towards the west and the north, and you might see one, you might not. Depends on how things are going there. As far as what's up right now, there is a small meteor shower called the Tau Herculids that is in the same vicinity as the constellation Bootes. If you go out, I'm going to break here for just a minute before the repeater gives me. Give me just a second. This is CAN4RJN. The Tau Hercules will max out on the 2nd of June. It has a variable zenith hourly rate. They're listing it here as anywhere from 1 to 72. So it just kind of depends. Local hourly rate is right now listed at 0.6, so a little less than one every couple of hours, but it could get better. So look in this, in the vicinity of the constellation Bootes, which is up right now in the east, just a little bit south of east, and look high about 60 degrees or so, find the bright star Arcturus, and it's right around in that general vicinity. Go out a little after midnight, you might be able to catch one or two. Other than that, Gary, I will send it back to you, sir.
Again, thanks, thanks to everybody in your family that participated in the military operations of the country, and wish them all a happy Memorial Day and thank them for their service, those that are still with us. The meteor showers and things, I would love to get out there and try to see that. I don't know that I'll be up at that time, but we'll have to kind of wait and see about that. Now, I'm glad the sun is kind of calmed down a little bit. I don't like those real bad blackouts and radio blackouts and that sort of thing. That does make it hard, and of course it causes the noise floor to go way up and all of that when that sort of thing happens, which is not necessarily a good thing because you can't hear anybody. But well, hopefully that won't affect us too terribly badly. And, you know, the sun has been putting on quite a show here in the last month or so, hasn't it, John?
This is CAN4RJN. Yeah, the it's been kicking up its heels, and I try to keep up with it. There is a, if you go to my QRZ page, there's a link to called Space Weather Woman, Tabitha Scove, has a PhD in that sort of thing, and she does a weekly podcast and keeps up with that, and she has some interesting graphics and is always talking, and she is also a ham radio operator, and she's always talking about what it's doing and what the spots are doing and what areas, and all the areas that have a lot of spots to them have numbers, and she watches those, and they have actually an observer on the backside of the sun that watches those things, and they rotate around, and when they're coming back around, she'll warn you about that, and has some interesting graphics on radio blackouts and sunspots and the ejections and all that stuff, and it's pretty interesting. I encourage anybody that is interested in that sort of thing, go to her website and watch some of her podcasts. But you can join her email list and get notifications of when she makes a podcast early before she puts it out to the general public, and you can see what's coming. So, yeah, the sun's, you know, it's in its maximum as far as, you know, sunspots and solar flares and all that happiness. So, it makes for a noisy radio environment when it hits. Back to you, sir.
Truly amazing that lady is a ham operator, as well as some of the rest of us. Oh gosh. Let me think what her name is now. Christy Henderson, the weather girl on Channel 7 over here in Spartanburg. That young lady is a ham operator as well. And I love finding out when folks are into the ham radio community and enjoying our hobby as well as we do. And but that lady that puts out that podcast, I'm going to have to tune into that and go watch some of that. I've been fiddling around on my computer here trying to keep up with some of that stuff, but I don't have enough time in the day there, John, unfortunately.
This is CAN4RJN. Yep. Well, you can either just, you know, Google Space Weather Woman, or you can scoot over to my my QRZ page, and I've got a link to her website. So if you get a chance, you know, a few minutes when you're not planting, pulling weeds, mowing grass, and fixing things, scoot on over there and take a look at that. Back to you, sir.
Ford DOS in the Blue Ridge to meter net with KN4RJ and Mr. John up here in Brown Summit. But John, it's you know, I've been busy. I've been out cleaning out my barn. I had a gentleman bring in one of those big open top dumpsters. That thing, I don't know how big it is. I think it's about 14 feet long, but it's almost as tall as I am. So it's pretty deep. I don't know how many how much it will hold, but I have been cleaning out my barn, and I have just about filled it up. I got a little bit more to get out of the barn and throw in there, and then we'll call him and tell him to come get it and haul all this trash off.
This is KN4RJ. Yeah, we got one of those when we moved up here from Inman, and I was surprised that we, you know, and it was about the size you're describing, and I was surprised that we filled that thing up, getting rid of stuff that we had hauled around all over the world for I don't know how many years, and finally decided, you know what, we haven't opened this box in 10 moves. Whatever's in there is no longer important, so let's open it up, see what's in there, and throw it away. And we got rid of quite a bit of stuff, and we filled one of those suckers up too. So yeah, I hear you. But anyway, there, Gary, I know Larry's waiting in the wings to talk. So I'll say 73s and back on out of here. You have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Alrighty, John, we do appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it as always. It's always informative. I love to listen on Monday nights when you give the sky report and you know, tell us what's going on and you know, what to look for in the upcoming future, you know, in the near future. And I do appreciate that, and hope you and your family have a wonderful Memorial Day, or had a wonderful Memorial Day. It's about over with now. But hope y'all have a great week, and come back and talk to us again sometime soon. 73, my friend, we'll do it again. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Right up this evening is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Griff. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to today there, young man?
Hello there, Gary. It's great to talk with you. Donna and I recorded an airing of the concert that was on the National Mall yesterday, a Memorial Day concert, and we watched it today. It was appropriate to watch it on Memorial Day. It aired late last night, around 9 o'clock. So, fortunately, we have one of those recorders that helps us shift it to a time that's more convenient. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I got to hear the anthems. I think you might call it the anthems of all the services, and that was terribly interesting. Some were very familiar that I've heard like all my life, but the anthem for the Space Force was kind of a surprise. You know, that's a brand new branch of service, and it's not as well, it's exciting, you might say, as the Army or the Navy or the Air Force anthems. But anyway, enjoyed that. And they had some very interesting vignettes on this. Now, I understand this is on the National Mall. You see the Capitol building in the distance. I don't know how many people. They didn't report on how many were present, but a big crowd of people. And they were under the canopy. Of course, there was all kinds of graphics going on, and flags everywhere, of course. And but they had actors themselves, members of the armed services, who I wasn't familiar with. But their job was to come on and speak as a fallen member of the service, one of the branches, might have spoken to the crowd if they had an opportunity to be there. Quite a reflection. And some of them were really, you know, moving. Very entertaining. Later in the day, we went out for a bite to eat, and as we came back, Donna went on into the house, and a new neighbor across the street caught me. And, I mean, he's directly across the street. And there's only, a one-lane road between us. And he threw up his hand and began waving, and I thought, maybe there's an issue. I saw some activity over there this Saturday, probably. And he said, came over and he says, just wanted to meet you, shake your hand. My name is Jake. He's a big, tall fellow. And I explained that he and his family just moved into town from North Carolina. He got some work here as the curator of the Greenville Museum. Now, I don't know what a curator does. I'm going to find out, though, what a curator does. He did the same kind of work up in North Carolina. So we talked about his family. Got one boy, 8 years old, already registered in school, and a wife, and just the nicest fella. I think part of a curator's, because when he talked, you could hear him both ends of the street. His voice projected, I might say. Anyway, it was a mighty fine day, and Donna and I just took it easy here. I was remembering a service member of my family, an uncle on my dad's side, who was Air Force. And, oh boy, I remember as a child, which was a few years ago, that he looked so mighty fine in his Air Force blues. He was a pretty handsome guy, too, to tell you the truth. Didn't rub off on me, but he was... he did come home from service, but he passed shortly after with a service-related injury. But he did get to come home and be with family for a while. And then, of course, my wife Donna's dad was Army, and he fought in World War II in France. Well, I guess that's about it for me. I enjoyed the day, and it was nice to have all that really fine entertainment. You get kind of spoiled, don't you, with fine entertainment everywhere you look, but you got to be choosy. We're happy to have a recorder that helps us put television in its place, you might say. We can watch it when we have time to watch it. We can schedule to watch it. And it can, you know, we can call it back any day. And gotta say, that is convenient. Those of us who are a little bit older, we can remember what it was like to change everything and everybody gather around the set at one time if it was important, or something that the entire family would watch. And well, the last television he had before he passed had a remote. And he felt like a king to be able to just point that at the TV set, and it was one of those remotes that clicked kind of loud. RCA set, as I recall, and their remotes, the earlier ones, you push the button until it went click real loud, and it would change the channel or the volume or something like that. And, we're really fortunate to live in such a marvelous time of convenience, and everything's right at the tip of our fingers. Well, before I go on, I just want to say how I enjoy John's report each time he's here to give it. I listen intently. John, if you're still out there, I want to thank you, sir, for what you do for all the rest of us. Gary, that's about it for me. I hope you've had a real good day. And I'll turn it back over to you. Maybe we can get a few more check-ins. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, Gary.
Ridge 2 meter net for KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry over in Greer. And Larry, John sent a text message via Echo Lake. He said, "Thanks, Larry." But again, you know, John's still listening. He's still up on the screen here. And we do appreciate him bringing that Stargazer report. I'll put it that way. And glad that you were able to sit down and watch the concert that you recorded from last night or sometime today, and got to sit down and didn't have to rush through it and didn't have to stay up late and all that in case you go to bed early. But that's always a good thing. I'm a little bit like you. I would rather be selective. There's got to be so much on TV now, Larry. For me, it's not fit to watch. You know, there's a few programs I enjoy watching, and then the rest of them, I can take them or leave them. And I normally, we watch a little TV at night, and there's a few shows that we watch. And if there's nothing on, I got a Kindle little book, electronic book, and it's got it's got my library in it, and if I don't like what's on TV, I'll pick my Kindle up and open the book I'm reading and sit there and read. Me and Joy will sit there, we'll both be reading, and the TV will be on, but we don't know what's going on the TV because we're too engrossed in our books. But that's always a good thing that you can record that stuff and watch it at your leisure, and then you don't have to watch all the stuff that you don't want to watch, and and then all the commercials. And if they would make TV commercial free, I would enjoy it a whole lot better. And I guess if you had streaming or something like that, maybe you wouldn't have to watch all those commercials. But I know that they use that to pay for the airtime and all of that, which is okay. But it sure does make it aggravating. But anyway, I'll get off my soapbox about the commercials on the TV. But I'm glad you had a good day, and your neighbor across the street, he is just like, he's a typical Southerner, he throws his hands up and waves and wants to meet his neighbors, which is a good thing. I was talking to one of my neighbors earlier this evening, and I told him, I said, I'm starting to learn a few more people that have come into the neighborhood that I didn't know before, and I said, that's a good thing to know who your neighbors are.
Well, indeed it is. And, Donna and I have lived here, we moved in 99, so we've been here 24 years, and So we've seen a lot come and go. And we know a lot of people on the street. This new neighbor of mine, he says, you know, I think the president of the homeowners association lives here somewhere. And I says, yeah, you bet. He lives next door to you. So, I guess it was proper to kind of introduce him to his neighbor, although Steve was not present. They share a yard, and while the house was bare and empty, Steve, in order to keep the place looking good, he did the trimming of the bushes, which he's very particular about. Now, this is a little maybe compulsive. I don't know, but Steve trims his hedges. He's got boxwoods along the walk up to the house, and he trims those to look like little pom poms, you know, perfectly round globes, you might say. And he does a fine job, and I don't know how he does that. But his neighbors, he trims those square, you know, like little boxes sitting there. Just for a little variety, I suppose. I've never really talked to him about it. But he enjoys the yard work and does that. I mean, the folks who do the cutting of the lawn and such, that would do that if he would allow them to. But I can tell you that Steve does a whole lot better job. Anyway, my new neighbor will, I think maybe I was the first one for him that he encountered. I had just gotten out of the vehicle and was walking toward the house, and he's walking across the street already and with his hands waving in the air. So I stopped. I knew the house had been vacant for several months, and I'm glad to have the neighbors. It's just always good to have all the houses with warm bodies in it, you know what I mean? Yeah. And as far as this recorder goes, it is the nuts. Oh, my goodness. It has a skip feature.